Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August 24th. The grains closed higher with December corn up a half a cent, closing at 356 and a quarter. November beans up 8.5 cents, closing at 946 and a half. And December wheat up 4.5 cents, closing at 434 and a half. Let's start with the corn market. Very, very quiet day. 2 cent range. We made a new contract low, closed higher, but we didn't come anywhere near closing over the previous day's high, so it's not a key reversal there. I think a little bit of buying down here. Prices are getting pretty cheap. We're holding this 355 area, so I think maybe it prompted a few people to buy a few calls in here, which seems reasonable after the last couple of weeks. Now, I think it's probably about a week early to really be looking at the long side and thinking that the lows have been made in here. I think we still could have another week of down action. But I wouldn't be surprised if we could turn this thing higher after Labor Day. Wheat market, again, put in a pretty nice day here. We made a new contract low, closed higher. We just missed a key reversal by a quarter of a cent. Yesterday's high was 434 and a half. That's where we closed today. So we didn't close over the previous day's high. So we missed it by a quarter of a cent there. But again, a little bit of a reversal day. The fact that we couldn't get out that key reversal dramatically, and we had the chance in the last 30 seconds to do it, is a little bit disconcerting out here. So again, maybe we make a new low sometime late next week or right after Labor Day, and that might be the best buying opportunity out there. We need to see better imports, cheaper dollar, better exports, cheaper dollar, you know, something or some weather incident to really get the wheat to rally in here now. Soybean market, strong today, up 8.5 cents, partially on the strong export sales figure this morning and the Chinese buying. That was enough to move the meal. Took it higher. We were 440 higher in the meal, so the meal led the way here. Oil was up just a few ticks, but it was nice to see the bounce in the soybean meal. We had the contract low yesterday, followed by a pretty good spike up here today, back over the 10-day moving average. So hopefully that's the low. But again, could we see a new low for the year sometime right around the Tuesday after Labor Day? I still think that's possible. So I think, you know, we've pretty much dealt these markets a pretty heavy blow over the last couple of weeks. I don't want to be bearish down here. In fact, I want to be looking to buy back some call options to keep the upside open and some grain that we've sold. We're taking as much money out of the options as we can down here. And, you know, hopefully over the next week, maybe we can build a base to move this thing higher. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.